Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Kirk Muspratt, music director and conductor of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. Welcome back, Kirk.
Thank you. Happy summer, John.
Yes, it's summertime in the city, and it's time for summer music festivals.
Yes.
And our South Shore Summer Music Festival commences on, I believe it's Saturday, the 20th of July.
Yep.
So why don't you give us a rundown of all of our concerts this year?
Sure. So in July, we have a Saturday night concert on July 20th and one on July the 27th. Those are Saturday nights. The first one is in Cedar Lake. Mm-hmm. The next one is in Crown Point and St. Anthony's. Once we get into August, we have both Friday and Saturday concerts. And on August the 2nd, we're at the Dunes. On August the 3rd, we're in Griffith at Central Park. Mm-hmm. Then the next weekend, we have both a Friday and Saturday night again. On Friday the 9th, we're in Wolf Lake of Hammond. And Saturday, we're in Cherville at Reeder Park.
These are all really nice settings.
Beautiful.
Yeah, they are. We're very fortunate that these places exist where people can commune with one another as a community.
It's true.
Yeah, and enjoy entertainment of the caliber that our symphony orchestra provides. And then I understand that beyond the umbrella of our regular concert series, we also have an additional concert in Valparaiso.
Yes, we do, and we've had it for the last several years. It's on a Wednesday evening, a special night in downtown Valpo. It's August the 7th, and it's, as you said, a fantastic setting. It's packed to the jam, to the rafters, and we love playing there. The stage is wonderful, and we're very grateful to have that opportunity to play, too.
Central Park Plaza.
Yep.
So the spot, and I should say quickly that the sponsors for our summer music festival are the John W. Anderson Foundation, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Strack and Van Til, with additional support from the Hammond Port Authority. And the Valparaiso concert is sponsored by the Porter County Community Foundation and BMO Harris.
Yeah.
Yes. Great. So, Kirk, what kinds of programming will we enjoy this summer?
I tried to do what people are telling me. They like the variety. So two things that we're going to focus on in the concert are we're going to focus on John Williams because this is his 65th birthday. He wrote his first piece sort of for video and radio and TV and stuff in 1954, and next year we're going to open our season with John Williams. So we're going to focus a little bit on that. We're also going to focus on West Side Story a little bit this summer because next year we're going to end our season with West Side Story. Mm-hmm. In between then, I want to commemorate, and we want to commemorate as an organization, D-Day. So there are four pieces on the program that are, you know, from the White Cliffs of Dover to Band of Brothers, Guadalcanal. And we want to focus also, to some extent, on the amazing landing 50 years ago. It'll be just a few days, a few moments away from our concerts, actually, 50 years ago, when America landed on the moon. So we're going to do Apollo 13 and Star Trek. And the other reason I really want to push it is next year our education concerts are all about the moon landing and outer space music.
I think those are going to be very popular with teachers and students alike.
I think so too.
And you have every year you bring out a young person uh-huh. as a soloist.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
And that's a girl named Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Snow. Yeah.
That's a great name.
Yeah, it is. And she's wonderful. She sang some Pops concerts with us, and then she sang with me at the other orchestra too, and she's really fantastic. And she's going to sing White Cliffs of Dover. She's going to sing Kiss Me Again by Victor Herbert. So we have some Broadway music, so-called. And we're going to do Celine Dion, The Power of Love. So there's a little variation, and we get into the 21st century, too.
Where is Brooklyn from?
Brooklyn's from Oregon, actually, from Portland, I believe, originally. But she went to school in Indiana at IU, mm-hmm. and now she lives in New York with her fiancé, who is a wonderful tenor.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be spending a lot of time here.
Oh, she loves Indiana. She loves it here. And she has lots of folks here, you know, from either school or just relatives in Chicago, relatives in the region, you know. But she has lots of friends from IU.
Well, these are all free concerts for the audience members. And so you should definitely take advantage of these opportunities in your communities or nearby communities to enjoy these concerts this summer. And I would also like to mention that our 2019-20 season brochure will be coming out shortly around, now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right around now. And if you would like to obtain a copy and haven't received one in the mail, you can either call our office in Munster, 219-836-0525, or go to the website, nisorchestra.org. Thank you, Kirk, for being here.
Thanks, John.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of On the Arts.